I'm Jean Momluft from Momluft & Company Dance, and we are starting out our ninth season, The Year of Doubles, with a production called Double Sided. It takes place January 14th through 17th at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. This year, our two productions are Double Sided in January and The Double in May. It was just sort of a bit of kismet that both of the productions had to do with doubles. So it became the theme. It became the season of doubles. For Double Sided, we are partnering with Clifton Cultural Arts Center and presenting this premier new work by our breakout choreographers, Stephen Evans and Elena Rodriguez, in their space. So it's a unique experience because the audience will actually be on both sides of the dancers. That is one of the plays on the word or the term double-sided. So the audience is split in half and they will actually see opposing views of all of the action. Double Sided is a premier new work, an evening-length work, that we are performing in the Clifton Cultural Arts Center's auditorium. And the piece is really about a lot of things, about the nature of things having two sides. So it looks at perspective, it looks at prejudice, it looks at an individual's action, it looks at bullying. Actually, a huge theme in the piece is actually to see two different sides of a wall or the barrier. The dancers use these amazing pieces of movable walls to dance around them, to move over them, and to really look at what it's like to be on two different sides of the fence. Double Sided by Momluft & Company Dance will be taking place Thursday, January 14th, through Sunday, January 17th, at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. For more information, you can go to wvxu.org. Right now I'm reading A Strangeness in My Mind by Orhan Pamuk. A Strangeness in My Mind is a book like no other that I've read, both in its content and how the story is told. It's actually a really big book. I think it's 600 pages, but it's not at all pretentious or heavy. I think that it tells a story in a very well-written, eloquent way, but in a very relatable way that doesn't feel like you're reading something daunting. But it's about a lot of things. It's about Istanbul and Turkey from the 70s to the 2000s. It's a coming-of-age story. It's about Islam and secularism, but it's not daunting at all. And the story actually opens with the protagonist being tricked into eloping with the less attractive sister of the person that he's actually in love with. But I'm a quarter way through, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of A Strangeness in My Mind by Orhan Pamuk.